Okay, Lee, let's bring on our guest today. We are very excited to have with us Charlotte Krupp.
She is the author of How to Never Look Fat Again, Over 1,000 Ways to Dress Thinner Without Dieting. It is a New York Times bestseller. I wonder what that must be like to be a New York Times bestseller. I bet you your family is very jealous. A lot of, if you have brothers and sisters, I bet they're not, you know.
I bet from that point forward they refer to you as, oh, my brother or sister.
The love child. Yeah. You're probably the love child if that happens.
Best-selling author.
But they're very supportive.
They're very supportive.
They love it. They love going in bookstores and pointing out my book.
Charlotte, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm so happy to be with you, Adam and Lee.
Now, Charlotte, you're talking. This is the Dr. Fitness portion. This is Dr. Fitness right now that you're talking to.
Okay.
And I want to know, what are some of the biggest mistakes? Let's first talk about guys, because we know, you know, when it comes to dressing, we know about women. There's a lot of things, the stripes and certain, you know, things you wear.
Right.
What about guys? What do guys do that they should not do?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I just dressed a bunch of guys for the show Shedding for the Wedding, and they were very overweight. They hadn't reached their ideal weight. And they were all dressing in clothes that were too big for them.
Too big. So I say.
They use their clothes as a kind of cloak to hide themselves. I call them the hide-in clothes. They don't want anyone to see their bodies. Even if their bodies are better than it used to be, they just don't give themselves a break and let their body show. So if you've lost 20 or 30 pounds, you should still be wearing the same clothes you wore when you were heavier. Even though you're not at your ideal weight, get clothes that fit. And I'm talking for guys' jeans. Most guys wear such baggy jeans. If you can hold a piece of fabric from the pockets in your hand, they're too big.
If you can hold a piece of wait a minute. If you can hold a piece of fabric in the pocket, like you're talking about the front pockets?
Yeah, if you can grab the back pocket with your hand and get a load of fabric, it's too big.
Oh.
They should fit you almost. They should be super fitted to your body.
It should be super fitted to your body. Okay.
Right.
Unless, of course, you're a rapper. Rappers like that, really big.
Right. But you know what? Those don't do rappers any justice.
Right.
They don't look good.
They don't look good. No, it looks terrible.
So what you want to do is, like, don't be cheap about it. You lost 10 pounds, get a new pair of jeans. They don't have to be $200 jeans, but get a pair of jeans that fit.
What about those shirts that are super tight, you know, like those Under Armour shirts?
Well,
are you talking about going
tight,
to the gym?
If you can see every bulge, doesn't work.
That's not good.
You know, you want to see, you want clothes that fit. You don't want clothes that are just so big on you that it's giving you a bigger shape than you actually are. It's about showing off where you are now.
Now, Charlotte,
so show your bod.
What if this is? I'll tell you one thing that there's a look that I really don't like, and I've tried not to buy into it. It's the dress shirt that you leave outside of your pants. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Isn't that? You look like that. You know
what's wrong with that? I don't like to tuck in.
You look sloppy.
You want to
look tucked in.
There's a Yiddish expression. To me, you look like a shtunk when you do that. It's not good, right?
I agree. You want to look together. You want to look polished. You always want to look your best.
So that doesn't help.
Don't go for that look.
That doesn't offer a slimming look, right? That's not a slimming look when you wear the dress shirt out of your jeans.
No, that's not a slimming look.
Okay. So you have to tuck and wear a belt? Is that what you're saying?
Tuck and wear a belt. You know, a belt will really help you show everybody where your real waistline is. So don't keep it loose. You know, keep it tight on your waist, and people will see that you've got a waist.
Now, I'm not the tallest person in the world. And one of the things that I learned at a young age was I like wearing the same pattern, meaning I don't like wearing like gray pants and a black blazer. I like to wear a black blazer and black pants together. Is that something that you should do if you're not tall? Does it have anything to do with height?
You're going in the right direction, because you will look taller if you have a monotone look.
Monotone look. Okay.
Yeah. which is the same color all the way down. But everybody wears black. It's so boring.
Right.
So if you want that look, try navy, try gray, try brown.
Love brown.
Try a different color sometimes.
Right.
Instead of just
what about,
black.
I like to wear purple.
Yeah, the fat guy
is great.
Say that? I look
purple
like
is a great color right now.
Now, are you saying great or grape? Because I look like a grape.
Now, not grape. I mean, there's different shades of purple, but a dark purple can really look lovely.
Now, what is it about? What is it about the way that we dress? Are we tricking the eyes? Are we trying to move the eyes into a different direction?
We're trying to create an optical illusion.
Optical illusion.
Yes. What the whole point of How to Never Look Fat Again is you don't really have to lose the weight if you don't want to.
Great.
You can just look the best that you can ever look that day if you just get smart about the clothes that you wear. So there's certain clothes that draw optical illusions that will flaunt the good parts, hide the bad parts, and you just have to master these clothes. And once you do, you will look the best you can every single day. Now, it doesn't hurt to lose weight, and of course that's preferable, but a lot of us just aren't there yet. So until we get there, we want to feel good about ourselves. We want to look in the mirror and say, wow, I look hot.
Right.
Is this
so
something...
you can do that if you just wear the right clothes for you and throw out the fat clothes. I mean, people in this country are just so bad about getting rid of stuff.
Right.
If something doesn't look good on you, just please lose it. Give it to someone else. Get the tax donation. Have more room in your closet. Be free of it.
Now, how did you get
we
started
all make
in
mistakes.
This? Charlotte, how did you get started in learning about – where do you learn this information? How do you – I mean –
She used to work for David Copperfield.
Is this a lab? Is there a laboratory?
No. Well, I was a magazine editor at fashion magazines my entire career since college. Glamour magazine, In Style magazine, People magazine, People Style Watch I'm still involved with, Shop Etc. I did 10 years on the Today Show style segments, and I know what makes people look good, and I know what makes people not look good. And I think that the way it's been described on how to look good has been so difficult to comprehend that no wonder no one in this country gets it. I mean, I can walk outside of my door in New York City and find 10 people that need a makeover right now. They don't get it because it hasn't been explained right. It's always, are you an apple? Are you a pear? Who cares?
Right.
I don't even know what I am. Do you know what you are?
I'm a pineapple.
Oh, what about you?
I'm a pyramid.
Okay.
Inverted
well,
pyramid.
You know, those just don't make sense.
Right.
So everybody I know understands food. We look in our refrigerator. We know what's high fat. We know what's low fat. We know that a mac and cheese is going to be fattening. We know that steamed broccoli is not going to be fattening. So what you want to do is think of your closet as calorie-laden foods. You want to get rid of all the fattening stuff in your closet and just have it steamed broccoli, nice, clean vegetables wherever you look. Anything that's fattening, you know, I'm talking for guys, you know, ruffled shirts, harlequin shirts, big sweaters with patterns on them, big, oversized, loose cardigans, pants that you could, you know, hold another person in. Baggy, get rid of, done, the end. I'd rather you wear the same thing every day and have it look great than have 20 different outfits that make you look bad.
What about hats? I like that idea of just...
Have less clothes and have better clothes.
What about hats?
Where do you stand
on hats?
You know, I think hats could be cute on the right guy. They could add a lot of personality. You have to try it on. It's not for everybody. But they could be adorable. And women... like hats.
What about a monocle? What's a monocle? What is that? What is a monocle?
A monocle is a very old English.
Oh, the eye
glass.
Oh, stop getting a monocle. You're going to say a pipe. You're going to say a smoking jacket and a pipe.
I'm trying to create this optical illusion to get you to look somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, men have very few distractions, unlike women. We can do a boa, we can do scarves, we can do bags, we can do bangles,
right.
bracelets, earrings, shoes. I mean, men don't have all that stuff.
I know.
So what you do have has to really work and look good and make you look thin.
Now, women really do have it tough. And I will tell you, you guys really torture yourselves. I mean, I see those shoes. They do make you look, you know, better for sure, those high heel shoes. But
right.
I'll tell you, those things are a killer. What are some of the things? Let's get to the women, the people that really listen to our show. The men really don't care about us.
That was just for our own.
That was for us. Let's talk about the women, Charlotte. Let's talk about some big mistakes. And one question I want to ask you now: should women follow the latest trends, or should they follow what looks best on them?
They should follow what's best on them.
Okay.
But they should be aware of the trends. For example, color is big right now. You're seeing all these magazine spreads with hot pink sweaters and orange skirts. Well, that's a very fattening look, very calorie-laden, because your eye is going to go to both pieces, and if you're not happy with your top or your bottom, that's where everyone's going to be looking. So instead, maybe you want to just keep it more simple, wear something, a navy dress or a purple dress, but wear an orange bag,
right,
or wear pink shoes or wear pink bracelets. So you have to know what the trends are, but don't follow them off a cliff because you won't look good on them. Those are designed for 19-year-old models that are a size 00.
What is the biggest, what's the one thing that a woman should have in her closet, a must, in terms of if there was one outfit that she, a look that she should go for? Let's say she's a little bit overweight, you know, not terribly tall, but what's the one thing that everyone, you know, that's that kind of woman should have in her closet?
A solid dress.
Okay.
A solid color dress in a dark color.
Okay.
It's a miracle worker. It's so great.
And are there...
If the dress has some spandex in it, that's good. If it has a waistline, that's good. And underneath, you wear a really supportive piece of shapewear. I'm a big fan of supportive underwear.
Like a Spanx.
And wear tights if it's winter out. And wear the highest heels that you can stand.
The highest heels you can stand,
so
right.
So those stripper shoes, you like those?
Well, I don't like those because they kill your feet. But you can also get a wedge. Now, this is a really popular shoe this season, and it is much easier to walk on a wedge because there's more weight all across the bottom of the foot than one of those skinny little stilettos, which are kind of out right now. So get a high wedge, but you want the lift. Guys, too, need a lift. The higher you are, the longer and leaner you will look. Now, did you also know there's men's shapewear?
You're kidding
really?
Me. Like the Spanx for men?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No. I had no idea.
Oh. And you're in Georgia, right?
Yes. That's probably illegal. They're probably illegal here in Georgia.
No. You know, Spanx is from Atlanta.
Right. Yes. Exactly. The Sarah.
Oh, my
the
God.
Lady...
They should send you some Spanx for men.
I know. That's crazy how we don't have
legal
to get
to.
Those. Absolutely. So now,
what's
that for?
When it first came out, Spanx for men, I thought, you know, what guy is really going to wear this? But it's a big hit.
Really?
Really?
Is it for the belly area? Is that where they shoot?
It's for the belly. It's for the arms. It's for the tush. It's for the thighs.
The arms? You're kidding me.
You wear them where you want to.
Wow.
You know, it's about control. You know, a lot of men have, like, really big pecs. Like, they almost look like they're breasts.
Right.
They need Spanx. They need to keep it under control.
What about the neck?
They need to not roll around a lot.
Right.
I have a...
Man boobs. You got to have something like a bro.
Exactly.
Something like that. Okay.
So, interesting.
So, I mean, you're going to wear an undershirt anyway, probably. You're going to wear underwear anyway. Why not wear controlling stuff?
I can't thank you enough for telling me about this. I now know what I'm getting the fat guy for his birthday. I'm going to get him Spanx for men.
Oh, fantastic.
What a great birthday present that's going to make. Lee, are you excited about that?
I am very fired up.
Now, Charlotte, what about workout clothes for let's start first with women. Are there
you don't
some,
need them. You just have to look right. You don't even have to work out
anymore. No, I'm talking about this. There are certain things that you should avoid. You know, some women are very conscious when they go to the gym
definitely.
And certain things. You know,
when you go to the gym, all eyes are on you. Everybody checks out everybody else. And you're looking at yourself in a mirror. So you want to look good. Don't wear those little bike shorts that are going to create a big roll of fat at the thigh. And don't wear a big oversized T-shirt that says your college name on it or your company name.
Wow.
what? And don't wear tube socks and don't wear big clodhopper white sneakers. There's so many cute athletic pieces right now.
Right.
There's a great line I just did on Today Show from Flexies that has a support pant inside the athletic pant, and it makes you look so slim and smooth. You want to wear a long black yoga pant, and you want to wear a cute top that fits you, that has a zipper and a hoodie, that's not oversized but clings to your body.
Right. Now,
and there's great shoes too out now. You know, Nike has some great ones. They're not these big, you know, clunky ones that we've seen for years.
You mean in terms of athletic shoes? You got to avoid them. Right.
Yeah.
I notice women are very sensitive.
Don't wear white anymore.
I notice women are very sensitive about sneakers, about them looking too big. And as a guy, guys never look at a sneaker to go, oh, that God, look how big her feet are. We never even notice that stuff.
I know. Well, we're just sensitive to everything.
Have you heard that before? Like,
Well, guys' shoes are so big. But, I mean, women just want to be, you know, small and petite, and
guys want to be bigger. Yeah, guys want to be as big as possible. Now, one of the fashion trends, I will tell you, that really kind of freaks me out, and I can't believe that – I was hoping they go back the other way, is these crazy men's shorts that go down to their ankles. Now, I'm a little guy. I can't wear shorts that become sweatpants. I have to wear the ones that go, like, halfway up to my thigh. I can't wear them that they're covering everything. What do you think about this crazy trend with these shorts?
Well, I don't like shorts on men in general. So
really,
that's
Speedos?
My opinion.
Are you a Speedo?
Nothing.
No, I mean, I just don't like shorts. What you're talking about shorts is outerwear, right?
Right. I'm not talking about like what Bjorn Borg used to wear back in playing tennis back in the 80s. Or the late
70s. I want to discuss this with Charlotte. So guys can't show their leg to you?
I mean,
like
I just don't think they look great.
What about if the legs look great? What about if their guy's legs
I want to really delve into this because Charlotte.
You know, it's just a personal thing.
I know.
You know, my husband never wears shorts.
Is that because you don't like it? You don't like the shorts?
I think, you know, why not wear a pair of jeans? Why not wear a pair of chinos?
But what about if he's
Do you have to? I mean, men's legs aren't particularly beautiful. Why not cover them
up? Really? That's all I've got. I'm all legs. That's everything I've got. Massive quads and big calves. That's all I've got.
I think this is a therapy thing for Charlotte.
All right. Well, show them, but, you know, not around me.
So is it because they're hairy or long and lanky? You don't like to see them?
Yeah, I just think that you should keep them covered up. You know, the other thing, I live in New York where when you see people wearing shorts on the street, you know they're from out of town. You know, it's not a dressed up look.
Right. Dressed
down.
It's
not a polished look.
It's
a country club look.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Can I wear shorts at the country club?
Yeah. Wear
all whites.
At the country club.
You gotta wear all whites though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now
wear them there.
Now Charlotte's
But I think on city streets, no.
Now, is it true that as everything that possibly that could be made for women to wear or men to wear. Is everything out? Doesn't fashion just recycle itself and everything you'll see, you've already seen?
Well, I do think that that's true. You know, there's so little imagination left. We've seen it all. We're on, you know, the maxi skirts for the third time.
Right.
You know, it fashion does go in cycles. There's only so many styles and we do see these. And then, you know, the rule is if you wore it once, don't wear it again.
Right. Right.
If you were on that trend once.
Okay.
You get one shot at it.
Yeah. I wore maxi skirts, you know, in high school. I'm not going to wear them now.
That's
right.
It.
Right. Well, the book is How to Never Look Fat Again, Over 1,000 Ways to Dress Thinner Without Dieting. This is great information. I'm sure when people go out to an event, your friends especially, you must have to make house calls constantly to people and go, how
well,
do I look in this?
People are always saying, oh, I was so nervous about what I was going to wear today to meet you. But if you follow the tips in the book, they really make sense. It's just that no one ever put them in a way that was so clear before. I mean, if you're going to wear, you know, pink pants, you're going to look fat. If you're going to wear navy pants, you're going to look thinner. I mean, come on.
Now,
it's easy.
When you met your husband, how was he as a dresser? Did you have to teach him, or was he already had it down? Did he know what to wear, what not to wear?
No, my husband was a really bad dresser.
So you helped him.
Yeah, but I knew I overlooked. I knew it was just something that
it was right.
I could get past.
Look at that.
And you know, in fact, my husband used to be that Atlanta Constitution TV critic.
Oh. Yes, he's a
Richard
theater.
Right,
Richard
Zoglin.
He's a theater critic, correct?
Yeah, he's a theater critic for Time Magazine. He's super skinny, never gains a pound, but he is the greatest kind of guy because he just said, "What do you want me to wear?"
He was coachable.
Oh, so what do you want me to wear?
See, I can't stand when, if my wife ever says to me, this is what I hate, Charla. If my wife ever says this to me, is that what you're going to wear? And that's like, no, this is my warm-up outfit. I was just waiting for you to see what you thought, and then I was going to go change based upon that statement.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
I guess the statement is, what do you want me to wear?
Right.
That's what my husband always says when I say that. What do you want me to wear? Here are my choices. You pick.
Your husband owns zero pairs of shorts. Is that correct?
Yes.
Exactly.
So there's no working out unless it's in sweatpants. He's working out in sweatpants.
You know, he is a runner, but, you know, that's different.
Oh, that's...
I mean, he wouldn't wear shorts to a party.
I got you.
What about to run? He's okay to run in shorts?
Yes.
Yeah, he runs in shorts.
Yes.
Just not around you.
No, he can run it. I mean, running shorts are totally acceptable. I just think that wearing shorts in exchange for wearing pants, when you could wear a pair of pants and look sleeker and cleaner, is just a better idea.
What about... That brings me up to my next point. Now, what about those Bermuda, the cargo shorts in the summertime? Is that an okay look, or is it better?
No, it is not okay.
It's better to go with like long cargo or long pants. Long pants than those.
Long pants.
Okay.
Just go for the long
We've
pants.
We've established her feelings about shorts.
Just go for the long pants.
Just go with the long pants.
Unless you're running.
So much classier.
Right. Only now, running is the only time you could wear shorts.
Charlotte, are you a big fan of the vest? For men.
Not really.
You don't
not
like
really,
vests.
But I think that it could look good on a certain guy. You have to really be able to pull it off. It's a little tricky.
What are some of the tips for that? Because that's...
Why, you like vests?
I love vests. I think they're great. They have to be monochromatic, especially. You have to be.
They have to somehow coordinate, not be the exact color. I think that you have to be able to pull it off, and you have to have some personality. And, you know, it's a trendy, cute look. So you have to have, you know, a little jaunt in your step.
You got
to
have a little, it's a novelty. Forget
it. You
got
to have a little giddy up in your get-go. You really
have
to be able to pull that off.
You
got to,
like, you know, be prepared for a lot of talk about it.
I gotcha. Well, we've really enjoyed you coming on the show today. We've learned a lot. The book is How to Never Look Fat Again, Over 1,000 Ways to Dress Thinner Without Dieting. New York Times bestseller. How many books have you written, Charla?
This is my second book, and they were both New York Times bestseller.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So,
so
that means, you know what that means, Charla. You know what that means.
What?
That means there's going to be a third book.
I think that means quit now while you're at.
Really? That's what you think? It's working. You can't stop now.
You know what?
Now.
All I wanted to write, I think women care about old, and they care about fat. There is not another subject that they care as much about.
Well, they care about what you're writing about because it's a New York Times bestseller. And
thank you.
And that's all that matters. Charla Krupp, we really appreciate you coming on the show today. Thank you so much.
I loved it, and I'm going to get you guys some Spanx.
Listen, just get the fat guy some Spanx. I don't want any Spanx, but the fat guy will definitely use
them.
But we really appreciate
that. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay. Now, what's the website that we should send our listeners to?
My website is charlakrupp.com. And I have tips every day on how to look thinner by dinner without diet or exercise.
Love that. Nice. Sounds great.
Thinner by dinner.
Thank you so much, Charla. We would love to have you back on the show because...
Love to be back. I hope everybody picks up my book. It's now in paperback, and it's super cheap, How to Never Look Fat Again. And it has over 100 new products under $25 that are brilliant buys. So it's a real value.
A lot of great information. And this is the type of information that people need.
Look how much money you're going to save on shorts, doctor, just by doing
Right.
Charla, thanks again. We really appreciate it. Have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye. That is Charla Krupp.
She is the wonderful author. Lee, what's the name of the book?
The book is...
How to Never Look Fat Again, Over 1,000 Ways to Dress Thinner Without Dieting. Without dieting. You love this.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable. And the website that we can send people to is charlakrupp.com. That's CharlaKrupp. Go right now. Check it out. Become one of her fans, one of her Facebook fans, too. I'm sure she's on Facebook as well. And when you're online, go to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know About How to Raise Active Kids, right?
Absolutely. That is the correct title of our book.
Go to our website. Go to our past interviews. We have interviewed so many people.